San Francisco to redistribute $120 million from police to black community. By Joel B. Polak on February 26, 2021. San Francisco Mayor London Breed released a plan Thursday to redistribute $120 million from the city's law enforcement budget to projects aimed at helping the city's black minority. Bay Area Public Radio station KQED reported. San Francisco Mayor London Breed on Thursday announced a plan for how the city will spend $120 million over the next 2 years, pulled from law enforcement budgets, to reinvest in the city's long underserved black communities. The Dreamkeeper Initiative, as it's dubbed, increases investments in workforce development, health campaigns, youth and cultural programs, and housing support. The allocations reflect spending priorities conveyed by black residents during a series of community meetings and public surveys led last year by the city's Human Rights Commission, Breed said. Black people make up only about 5% of San Francisco's population, a proportion that has consistently decreased in the last 50 years, but make up nearly 40% of its homeless residents. Black residents have among the city's highest mortality rates and lowest median household incomes, and are involved in a disproportionately high percentage of police use of force incidents. Breed is the city's first African-American mayor. The city's plan follows similar plans in Los Angeles, where Mayor Eric Garcetti promised last year to cut up to $150 million from the Los Angeles Police Department, more than 10% of the total, for investment in communities of color. The move was a response to activists' demands to defund the police, which accompanied the Black Lives Matter protests. San Francisco is in the midst of a massive crime wave, with homicides rising 35% in 2020. The city has also become synonymous with petty crime and public nuisances, such as open drug use and defecation on the sidewalks, leading many residents to consider moving elsewhere. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.